Is your usual December a last-minute frenzy full of half-finished projects, too much money spent, and all the while you're kicking yourself for what you didn't get done or you didn't do right? Mama, you can have a holiday season filled with activities and events and people that you find life-giving, that your kids and your family will enjoy, that focuses on family time and capturing precious memories for years to come. You can have a low-stress holiday season. Now, it wasn't always this way for me, and it's still not picture-perfect, but I've come a long way. And I want that for you too. I want you to enjoy the holidays with your family instead of being miserable in order to make everyone else happy.
Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sun. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life.
Next week, I am speaking at the Christmas Collective, and when I was brainstorming my topic a couple of weeks ago, I asked you all on Instagram and Facebook and email, what stresses you out about the holidays? And I'll be honest, the answer surprised me. I thought you'd be more overwhelmed by all the tasks that need to get done, but over and over again, what you told me is how overwhelmed you are with juggling expectations, your family, feeling guilty about not being at things, overspending, half-finished holiday projects, and doing a lot, but not what made you happy. What I heard is that you all aren't enjoying your holidays. So I marinated on it for quite a bit and realized that the common theme is prioritizing. We don't know how to figure out what matters. Why? Because prioritizing is an executive function, and we've talked about those for the last few months. Prioritizing is hard for ADHD brains. We have a lot of input to sift through, and everything feels important. Now, when I taught middle school, my partner teacher, Christine, she taught 5th and 6th grade English, and she had this little sign on her wall that said, "When you highlight everything, you highlight nothing." Now, I totally get this, because obviously, if you highlight the whole book, then you don't know what to go back and study, because it all has been highlighted and it's all been marked important. But it's really hard to cut out holiday stuff. Here's the thing. Everything about the holidays is either fun, which means we're going to get a dopamine hit, or you feel obligated for one reason or another, and so we're avoiding pain by doing that thing, even when we don't really want to. So how can you choose what to cut? Because we can't do everything. It's not possible. Even when we try, we end up super stressed, grumpy, sleep deprived, miserable, feeling resentful of the people we said yes to, even though it was our own doing. And then we're kicking ourselves for making that choice. Now, I've been thinking about ways to help you all, and I had them on my vision board for 2021. Because let's be honest, 2020 has been a little bit full. But then I'm talking to my husband one night about these responses I'm getting, and he said, "You should just do a holiday class. The moms need help. Help them figure out what's important." So, okay, I'm jumping in with both feet and I'm teaching a holiday class on how to get your priorities set and, in doing that, have less stress. Because I get it. 10 years ago was our first Christmas in our current house and it did not go well. I was so focused on creating this magical Martha Stewart tablescape with home-cooked meals that I totally hated the entire day. It was awful. I was rude to my family. I didn't spend time with people because I was too busy trying to make fancy food. And it was a mess. It was one of those epiphany moments where I realized, this is not what I want my holiday to look like. Now, I won't say that I magically fixed it in that year, by far, certainly not. But I have learned over the years how to set my priorities and do the holidays in a way that matches what's important to me and my family. And it's not perfect, but it is getting better every year. I've narrowed down 5 parts to creating a low-stress holiday. It's build your lighthouse, use your lighthouse, make your plan, use your plan, and then reflection. Again, another thing that we're not very good at with ADHD. Today on the podcast, I'm giving you a starting point of what we're going to dive deep into during the lower stress holiday course. But I can only condense a 4-week class so much. So today we're just talking about prioritizing and then using your priorities to create the holiday that you want to celebrate. The second part of that is, what do you do with that information? How do you make the plan to get all the important stuff done and accomplished? And then how do you actually do the plan that you said you're going to do? Well, I'm going to share that information in a free webinar this week. It's going to be on Friday, November 6th at 11 a.m. Central, because I want you to have this information and get your holiday started on the right foot. Once you sign up, I will send you the link for the webinar. Plus, you'll be the first one to know when enrollment is open. If you can't make it live, no worries. Go ahead and sign up anyway, and I'll send you the replay. So head over to my website, patriciasung.com/free-holiday-class. It's all one word, free holiday class. So let's get into what these lessons are going to be about. So I talked to you about the 5 areas. The first one is build your lighthouse. This is where we focus on what's important to you. I want you to tailor this to your life. It is easy to get swept up in what's not important if you don't know what's actually important to you. We have to think about what makes the Christmas season magical for you. What makes the holiday season energetic and enjoyable and fun and festive for you, for your family? What are your priorities? What makes up your lighthouse? You hear me say that phrase every time the podcast starts in the intro. I want to be a lighthouse for you because the lighthouse is that beacon of when things go bad, you're lost, you're overwhelmed, you're struggling. You can look to that lighthouse and it points you in the right direction. I want to help you build your lighthouse for the holidays. What is it that's going to bring you life? Is it quality time with your family? Is it being really prepared so that you're not stressed? Is it getting unbusy and enjoying the quiet moments? Is it spending time with some elderly loved ones, your grandma or great aunts and uncles who you know don't have that many holidays left? We're going to highlight what's the most important thing to you. Now you can start thinking about this now. You can grab a piece of paper or open a note in your phone and pick 3 things that are going to be your priorities for this holiday season. What's going to bring you joy? And in the class, the whole first week is about building this lighthouse for you, but not just on holiday priorities, but for you as a person so that you can use this kind of like a priority meter going forward in your life. Because setting priorities is an area we really struggle with when we have ADHD. Now, once we set your lighthouse in place, you know what it is that's important to you, then we're going to use that to determine how the holidays are going to go. So you can start this right now. Brain dump again on that same piece of paper or the note in your phone, everything that's going on in your head about the holidays. Now, I love brain dumps. They're a really great hack for ADHD because it gets all the thoughts that are zipping around your head onto paper. So it clears out a lot of those thoughts that are like kind of stuck on auto spin. And it also allows you to see everything in one place. So think about your past holidays, the good, the bad, the ugly. Brain dump everything you usually do between now and the new year. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Don't forget us, December birthdays. Think about decorations, gifts, traveling, food, family time, traditions, events, visitors, any kind of like charity work or giving you want to do, your basic life happenings that are going to keep on trucking. Write down everything you possibly have to contend with and put it on that piece of paper in one spot. If you need to, you can pause the podcast and brainstorm for a couple of minutes, but don't take too long. Set a timer, like 5-minute stops. Then I want you to go into the present. What is influencing this season? We can't ignore the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic. You may have personal issues or health issues. Maybe you have some work constraints, trying to juggle multiple families, trying to stay on budget, traveling to visit family, or you have family coming to visit. Jot down any kind of circumstance that you need to consider in planning the holidays. Again, you can pause the podcast, set a timer 2 minutes, and jump back in. Now we're going to walk into the future. What do you want to see happen? Now, go back to your list from earlier when you set your priorities before you got jaded about all the stuff that you have to do and think about what are the most important things in the holiday season for you, your family. Maybe you want to have a conversation with your spouse, kids, especially if you have like teenagers. Get an idea of like, what does an ideal holiday look like? What does it include? Think about the events that really matter. What feelings do you want to feel? Do you want to feel calm? Do you want to feel less stressed? Do you want to have your shopping done by a certain day? So again, you can pause the podcast for 3 minutes and write down, ideally, what would Christmas look like? Or what would Hanukkah look like? Or what does this holiday season look like for you in an ideal world? Once you dump all that onto a page, you can then use your lighthouse. Your purpose sets your priorities. You use the lighthouse as a guide. Now, I'm going to let you in on one of my secrets here. I'm not going to tell you to cut things out. That's too hard. That puts us in a negative place in our brain and we start ruminating and running in circles and it's just not productive. Instead, I want you to elevate the things that are most important to you on the list. What are the must-haves? Again, going back to that, if you highlight everything, you highlight nothing. Choose the areas that matter most. We're going to add more stuff later. Choose just three areas for now. I mean, we're going to add more stuff later, but right now, look at the three areas that matter the most. Maybe it's spending time with your grandmother. Maybe it's keeping your kids' bedtime on schedule so that everyone's not a mess in the mornings. Maybe it's having all the gifts wrapped 2 days ahead of time so that it's totally ready to go. This is going to be the second week of the course. Now, in the third and fourth weeks of the course, we're going to take out our calendars and divide out how we're going to accomplish these elevated tasks. And by then, we're going to be in the thick of December and we're going to be executing and getting things done. Now, in an effort to keep this episode short, I'm going to teach about the planning portion. So this like week three and week four in a little mini class on Friday, November 6th at 11 a.m. Central. And you can sign up for that at the same website, patriciasung.com/free holiday class. It's all one word, free holiday class. We're also going to touch on boundaries and how to say no, because that was definitely something y'all said a lot. Now, if you can't make it live, don't worry, still sign up. I'll send you the replay. And because we have moms and we have ADHD, I will keep it short and sweet and to the point. It'll be a quick lesson and then there'll be time for question and answer at the end. Because as the leader of our family's holiday plan, it is also our responsibility to protect both our mental well-being and our families, our kids. Our kids can't protect their own mental well-being that well yet, right? We're teaching them how to do that. We know that the holidays are going to be stressful on us, and they're stressful on our families too, on our spouses, on our kids. Bedtimes get pushed back. Schedules are off. There's more junk food. There's lots of excitement and activities, and the stress is higher and moods are more volatile. Oh, it can feel really overwhelming. So when we start out with clearly defined priorities and you know where your lighthouse is, then you know where can you give and take comfortably? Where does that make sense? And when you have a plan to implement what's important, you are saving not only your sanity, but your kids and your spouse. It keeps the burnout at bay so that you're not miserable and you still have 2 weeks left to go. Now, keep in mind, improvement is the key here. Are we going to scrap everything we ever did and make 2020 totally different? It's possible. I mean, this year is surprising, but that's not the goal. What I want you to think about is how can you change some things to make it better? What can you feasibly implement this year? You can always change more and align better with your lighthouse again next holiday season, or maybe, you know, the next holiday there is, like in Easter or big family barbecues at 4th of July. We don't have to change everything right now, but it is a really good year to make change because everything's in flux right now. This is a good year to make some changes. Now, I don't have any fancy sales copy. I'm just creating this class based on what you have told me and what you will tell me. I'm creating it with you and for you. I am going to ask you each week what you need and incorporate it into the plan I already have set. I am totally scared and also really excited because we get to work together closely and you're getting an amazing deal because you have direct access to me. We're going to ask questions. You get to get help live in our meetings and I'm really excited to make your holiday better. Each week, we're going to have a short lesson, and I'm talking like 10 minutes here. We're moms, we don't have a ton of time, and the ADHD brain can really focus well for about 10 minutes, and then it goes downhill. After that, we'll have some question and answer time, and I will record it, so if you can't make it live, you can watch the replay later. The next day, we'll do an activity together where we're actually going to execute that step together. Again, I'm going to record it so you can watch it later or watch it again if you need to. And then later in the week, we'll meet again for some Q&A. We'll also have an online group so we can chat together. And I know it's going to be so life-giving for you to know that other moms are in the same place in life and are rooting for each other. I'm just so excited. Now, it's a 4-week class. It's going to start November 16th. And we're going to do signups starting on November 11th. Now, because of the format being so much more close-knit and I am practicing what I preach, this is going to be a small group. Y'all, I'm not teaching 100 of y'all how to do less stress in the middle of December, that's like the opposite of less stress. So know that as much as I want to help all of you, I have to recognize my limitations, and I'm not going to drive myself crazy and lose my spirit of Christmas in the process. For an added bonus on the class, we're also going to have like a bonus week in January. I'm going to call it the evaluation celebration. We're going to look back and see how we did, what we improved, and celebrate our wins. We're just not very good at that when we have ADHD. We need to appreciate the hard work that we've done and give ourselves a pat on the back. This also gives us a chance to make some notes for next year so that November 2021, you'll be ready to tackle the holidays with a smile on your face instead of a grimace of dread. And my sweet little inaugural group will have access to the class again next year as my thank you, because I appreciate so much that you've helped me create this. I'm also going to have the option to add on some one-on-one time with me so that if you're feeling stressed about making sure it all gets done, this would be like a checkpoint for you to be like, okay, I have Patricia to check in with. I know I'm going to get my stuff done by the time I talk to her. A little accountability here. And you can ask some one-on-one questions and feel like, okay, I am in good shape. I'm ready to go. I haven't completely fleshed all that out yet, but I'm thinking it'll probably only be 5 spots because, again, I need to be realistic with what I can complete in the middle of the holidays. So if you want one, be sure to sign up right away when it opens on November 11th. So mama, I know that you're tired of being a frazzled ball of nerves the whole holiday season, scrambling around at the last minute, overwhelmed by the lengthy to-do list and the family expectations, and I don't want you cursing the holiday cheer instead of enjoying it. I want you to throw all that chaos to the curb and enjoy the next 2 months with your family. I am so proud of you, and I hope you're proud of yourself for putting your well-being on the priority list and your joy on the priority list, along with the things that are going to give you life, like quality time with your family and your kids, and making precious memories with them. I know that you're going to feel so much better next month when you have these tools in your hands and you're making your decisions confidently. I am wishing you a restful and joyous holiday season, and I can't wait to see you inside the class. So don't forget to sign up. Just go do it right now. Sign up for the free webinar about how to make a holiday plan and stick to it. patriciasung.com/free-holiday-class. It's a quick, mom-friendly, like 10-minute lesson with Q&A, and I'll explain the 4-week class in a little more detail at the end. Plus, since you're my girl and you listen to the podcast, I will be able to let you know first when the class opens so that you can get in before all the seats are taken. We'll talk next week, successful mama.
Thank you for listening to Motherhood in ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.